Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media Station.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. No word yet of a motive in what police say was the shooting by Patrick White from a drugstore at Emory University in Atlanta yesterday, hitting several buildings of the Federal Centers for Disease Control. A neighbor.
He had a really weird interaction on our Ring doorbell trying to get our attention about bats in our attic. And that was the only time we've ever spoken to him.
Police say White died from a gunshot. A police officer was killed. Rejecting a President Trump proposal to have Ukraine and Russia swap land to end the war, Ukrainian President Zelensky says any decisions made without Ukraine won't achieve anything. All evacuation orders lifted and no reports of any homes destroyed as fire officials make progress in the wildfire in the mountains near the Los Angeles and Ventura County border. ABC's Alex Stone in L.A.
They say that this was a success story, that they were able to protect so many homes in these canyons and that they did not burn.
There's a storm and flash flood threat in the plains and Midwest. This is ABC News. Today marks the 11th anniversary of the fatal police shooting of Michael Brown in Ferguson, Missouri.
The ceremony was held outside of Canfield Green Apartments, the site where Michael Brown was fatally shot during a police confrontation. Michael Brown's stepmother, Kale Brown, recalls that day back in 2014.
We were sitting in my mother's living room, folding clothes, braiding her, preparing our children for school, homeless. At that moment, we thought our life was probably at its worst.
Jill Enders, ABC News, St. Louis.
It's also the 80th anniversary of the second atomic bombing of Japan by the U.S. in World War II of the port city of Nagasaki. In Atlanta today, Jen Powell has made history as the first female umpire to work a regular season baseball game in the major leagues. The Braves playing the Miami Marlins in a doubleheader. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
Streaming TV is where it's at. It's not about cutting the cord anymore. It's all about your customized TV options. With the best and cheapest high-speed internet and your own TV subscriptions, we've got your dream TV lineup. Between wired and satellite internet and TV, save money and get more internet speed and better TV today by calling the Whole Home Connect.
800-217-9129. 800-217-9129. 800-217-9129.
Feeling stressed, frustrated, ready to break something? Come to Crashbox Therapy, Madison's newest therapy experience. Throw some plates, hammer a toaster, smash your stress away, and feel the relief. You worked all week, you deserve a break. Literally. Great for corporate events, holiday get-togethers, or any day ending in Y. Book your session now at CrashboxTherapy.com. 319 Beltline Highway, right next to Pitcher's Pub. Crashbox Therapy. Come let it all out safely, loudly, and guilt-free. Make your appointment at CrashboxTherapy.com.
Guys, Livingston Street in Madison, Monona Drive, and Main Street, Sun Prairie. There's pizza, then there's Sal's. Order your tomato pie now at salvatorestomatopies.com.
Turtle Island is Wisconsin's only mushroom dispensary. Try ethnogenic products like Magic Mushroom Chocolate Bars from Silly Farms with five flavors, including favorites like Cookies and Magic, Wavy Wafer, and Strawberry Milkshake. Grow your own? Turtle Island has all-in-one, easy-grow systems. It's Wisconsin's only mushroom dispensary. Turtle Island Dispensary is now two locations on East Johnson and State Street in Madison. Find them online at shopturtleisland.com.
Welcome to Wisconsin's local music scene. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music. This is Max Inc. Radio.
Hey, Jimmy. What's a tip-tickle double dip?
A tip-tickle double dip. Well, Rocker, is when we play Better Yeti and Porky's Groove Machine back-to-back on Max Inc. Radio.
We'll be right back. Sync Radio, radio for the people.
We'll be right back.
That is Double Dip, right? Porky's Groove Machine. Well, you heard the little intro, and that gave a little bit of history on exactly what the Double Dip, where it comes from, and that was a tip tickle. Double Dick.
Tip tickle double dick.
Oh boy, we got to get that one straight. But that was a lot of fun. That was Jimmy and I. Jimmy K, he developed the Double Dip, and that's when you play two songs in a row. But that particular one was with Better Yeti and Porky's Groove Machine. And it was just one of our favorites. It's one of the standards. It's what we used to do in the very beginning. That's what made Max Inc. Radio. And by the way, you know, this July was Max Inc. Radio's 6-year anniversary here on FM.
Really?
92.7 FM.
Well, so congratulations.
Cool. Isn't that cool?
Mm-hmm.
I thought I'd give a little bit of history lesson when we started. We actually started as an internet radio station in 2011. Before we went FM in 2019. So Max Inc. Radio, we are local music. I'm Rocker. I'm here with Jane and Chloe, and we're hanging out. We have a lot of really good stuff happening tonight. We have Eakin Park Festival's Charles McNulty. He is here. He's going to tell us about the fest, what's going on. Eakin Park celebrating their 9th year this year. It's the festival over by Oscar Mayer on the east side. And also tonight, Jessica Linnaeus, and she is founder of Art House 360, and she's artistic director over at Theater Lila in Verona, and they are having a ribbon cutting for their new building. We're going to hear all about it. It sounds pretty crazy. It's an old 1917 historic schoolhouse.
Yeah, I go to Verona pretty often, so I've seen that Art 360 building before, but I don't really know what they actually do yet, so it'll be good to hear from these people.
We're going to hear all about it tonight, so she'll be in here, and we'll check out Art House 360. And live from the Mad City tonight, the Stolen Sea, Nate Meng is in here. Chloe helped us book him in here tonight. We had a little hole in our schedule, and Nate was fabulous enough to come in tonight on such a late schedule. We'll hear him playing live from the Mad City.
Ooh.
We have lots of good music tonight. Let's see. What's coming up here?
Yeah, Pat McCurdy's coming up right now.
Pat McCurdy.
Right now, it looks like.
Oh, we love Pat McCurdy. Now, Pat McCurdy, he is going to be playing Saturday, August 30th at the Moon Bar. That's Madison's newest bar and restaurant. I was surprised to see it. It's alumni-owned UW-Madison campus bar. It's located at Gorham and Broom Street. So you can go see Pat McCurdy there. That'll be awesome because, you know, he's a UW alum.
Mm-hmm.
And he just has great crowds in Madison.
Oh, yeah. Like, where isn't he playing?
He plays a lot. He plays everywhere. We've only been able to interview once in all of our time.
Well, he's elusive. He's just stepping live.
He plays live all the time. Mm-hmm. Not on Saturday nights we're going to catch him. But you can catch him Saturday, August 30th. Maybe he'll play this song. He has a lot of great songs. This is Pat McCurdy, Sex and Beer Live. I'm Rocker. You listen to Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
St. Paul in his letter to the Ephesians said it came to me upon a midnight clear. I finished writing all of my gospels. Now all I seem to want is sex and beer. Mark Antony looked down on Caesar's body. He said, friends, Romans, countrymen, lend me your ears. I did not come here to praise Caesar. I came here for sex and beer. Sex and beer. Sex and beer are the two things we hold dear. Sex and beer. Sex and beer are the things we like round here. George Washington, he never crossed the Delaware. There was no midnight ride for Paul Revere. Ben Franklin never discovered electricity. They were too busy looking for
sex and beer.
Sex and beer. Sex and beer are the two things we hold dear. Sex and beer. Sex and beer are the things we like round here. Charles Dickens gave us Great Expectations.
Shakespeare gave us Hamlet and King Lear. Dostoevsky gave us Crime and Punishment. Who the hell is gonna give us
sex and beer?
Sex and beer, sex and beer are the two things we hold dear. Sex and beer,
sex and beer
are the things we like round here. Sing it so I can dance. Sex and
beer.
The city to the suburbs to the country, from the southern to the northern hemisphere, they're holding a tremendous referendum, and everybody's choosing
sex and beer.
Sex and beer,
sex and beer
are the two things we hold dear. Sex and beer,
sex and beer
are the things we like round here. They can take away my pride and my dignity, gone. They can use up all my blood and sweat and tears, used. They can take away my name and give me a number, 911. But they can never take away my sex and beer. Sex and beer,
sex and beer
are the two things we hold dear. Sex and beer,
sex and beer
are the things we like round here. We like sex and beer and sex and beer and sex and beer and sex and beer.
Your attention, cause your jaws will hit the floor. The drop of a hat. practicing witchcraft. Ladies and gentlemen, get out of your attention, cause your jaws will hit the floor at the drop of a hat. Hard to believe it, but jaws about to see it, so without any further ado, feast your eyes on that.
Oh, yeah, another throwback, Magic Conch. They were formed in 2016. That's a throwback.
Throwback.
To witchcraft. Yeah.
You're making me feel old.
Oh, you should see how I feel. Yeah. That was from their album, Wombology. They're a really great band. I can't wait. I don't see anything on their books right now.
Wombology. So. The SpongeBob band.
Yeah, SpongeBob.
I just made the connection.
Oh,
in Magic
yeah.
Conch, that was SpongeBob, too.
That's right.
Is that their whole thing?
I mean, it's not their second album has a SpongeBob reference as well.
Mm-hmm.
And so they just love SpongeBob. They're a great band.
More power to them.
A lot of fun. Mm-hmm. I'm Rocker here with Jane and Chloe. We are Max Inc. Radio on a Saturday night here in Wisconsin, in Madison. We are broadcasting from the WMDX studios above State Street in Madison. And of course, you know, you should download the app. You can get the app and you can listen to us streaming, and you can also give us a text. You can give us a message, a voice message on the app. So that's pretty cool. And of course, you can go to civicmedia.us/Max Inc. Radio to see our archives and listen to all the interviews that we've done in the past. We have Jane. I noticed you were here late because you were at a play tonight.
Yes,
where
I
were
was.
You?
At the Bartell Theater this afternoon, I went to go see Gilbert and Sullivan's Iolanthe.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it was quite funny. It's all about like fairies messing with the House of Lords and romance and comedy. It's wonderful.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Oh, that was pretty cool.
They're only here one more day, I think.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, very cool. Well, we're glad you made it in tonight. We still have Charles McNulty, Eakin Park Festival. That's coming up Saturday, August 16th, over on the east side by Oscar Mayer. We'll be hearing all about what's happening at Eakin Park this year, their ninth year. And then Jessica Linnaeus, she's going to be in here, co-founder of Art House 360 in Verona. We're going to hear about that new place. And, of course, live from the Mad City tonight, the Stolen Sea. Here we go. The next thing we have, the Rousers. You know what? I just talked to Ernie the other day, and I heard that they're getting back together in the rehearsal studio. I don't know about a show being booked yet, but
exciting.
We might hear something. These guys have been around forever. The Rousers, Doll Hospital.
Found Wisconsin's local music authority. This is Mag Zinc Radio. We are local music.
Herbal Aspect has landed. That's right. Madison's go-to cannabis destination now has a brand new location in Sun Prairie.
Wait, four locations? That's a high level of convenience.
With three Madison locations and now Sun Prairie, a great cannabis experience is always close by. Our expert staff is here to help, whether you walk in, call, or order online. Mention Radio 420 and get a special discount. So stop by Herbal Aspect in Sun Prairie, because great cannabis isn't just a pipe dream.
Nice. I'm rolling over now.
Herbal Aspect.
Green and gold football is back at the Lazy Oaf Lounge. Catch the games on 14 large screen TVs. Join meat and jersey raffles at halftime and enjoy half price wings and beer bucket specials. And the Lazy Oaf Lounge is a great place for lunch with daily specials, soup made from scratch, and fast, friendly service. The Lazy Oaf Lounge, 1617 North Stoughton Road in Madison. Find specials, menus, and more at LazyOafLounge.com.
The next time you want a pizza, try Doughboy's Pizza in Madison, a family pizza restaurant. You can taste the difference with recipes that are over 100 years old. Located in Northgate Mall in Madison for lunch and dinner takeout or delivery to Madison's north and east sides and downtown. Search Doughboy's Pizza online or call 608-467-3017. 467-3017. Treat your family to Doughboy's Pizza Madison today.
Noah's Ark Pet Center is a little store on Madison's north side with a lot of character, where employees really get to know you and your pet's needs. But the best part? The kittens roaming the store. It's cat therapy every day at Noah's Ark Pet Center. Ask about feline adoption services, too. It's Noah's Ark Pet Supplies, Pet Grooming, and Pet Food Center, 1289 North Sherman Avenue in Madison, or online at noahsarkpetcenter.net. A health food store for your pets.
Got a new puppy?
Huh?
Get a new fence installed to keep those puppers safe. More than just building fences, Good Neighbor Fencing creates tailored experiences for each client. Wood, vinyl, chain link, and aluminum fences. Find Good Neighbor Fencing Company at wisconsinfencing.com or give them a call, 608-395-4546. That's 608-395-4546.
Buying a home is a lot like eating pistachios. Some deals pop right open, some take a little effort, and some, well, some make you want to grab a hammer. That's why you need Aaron Weber Group. We do the heavy lifting so you don't break a nail or your sanity trying to crack into the housing market. We've got the perfect place where you can eat pistachios in every room. So don't shell out your life savings on a bad deal. Call Aaron Weber Group, powered by Compass, today. We'll get you into a home that's nothing but perfect.
If it's local music from Wisconsin, it's heard here. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
This is just coincidence. I'm failing to convince myself. Walk away. Not as pretty as you, but I can't look away. His music's hurting my ears. I listen anyway, though I know I should just go and walk away. Hey, hey, hey! Love is just coincidence. I'm failing to convince myself. Walk away. He pays his bills all late, keeps the power on. He don't got many friends, not many that he's fond of. I know I should just go and walk away. He don't believe.
All right, that was Seesaw Coincidence, and Seesaw is going to be playing at the Eakin Park Festival coming up here August 16th. That is next Saturday. That's coming quick. And Madison Festival season is underway, and Eakin Park Festival celebrates its ninth year on Madison's northeast side One of the younger fests in town, Eakin Park Festival, has grown since its inception and proves that communities can come together to create great fundraising events in their spaces. And Eakin Park Festival is a joint neighborhood association of the Eakin Park and Emerson East neighborhoods. And tonight in the studio, we have festival organizer Charlie McNulty. Charlie, welcome to Max Inc. Radio.
Thank you, Rocker. Thanks for having us.
And now, how early do you start looking at the weather forecast?
I do not.
Not at all.
The show it's gonna happen, yeah, or it's not. I don't. I mean, if the lightning's coming down, that just gives me a, yeah, chance to hop on the stage and, you know, swear at God, and you know, that's kind of my backup plan.
Get even. Charlie, tell us a little about yourself and how you became a volunteer organizer for a neighborhood music festival.
I became a volunteer the only way, as in my experience, anybody's ever become a volunteer, which is by somebody grabbing you by the shoulders face to face and asking you to do something.
Wow.
In my experience, the email solicitation for volunteers is not effective. But we, I was in charge of the kids section of the festival for a couple of years. And then we had some, the person who was Katie, and then it was Caitlin, and that now it's me. And so, I say I got demoted to the festival leadership from the kids section. The kids section was fun. It was cool, but.
Oh, that's hilarious. Yeah. Oh, that's true. But now you're the top organizer now. You made it to the top?
I'm the poobah. I'm still looking for the co and co-chair. We've got no co-chair, so yeah.
I see. And Eakin Park Festival, it's celebrating 9 years, and I noticed one item in the mission statement is to throw a good party. Now, that's something I can get behind.
Yeah, we are not we're fortunate in a way. We don't have to grow. We don't support any salaries. We support a lot of great organizations, but we don't have this pressure. We don't have an outside pressure to say, okay, if we don't make this money, then, you know, somebody's going to go hungry. So we are fortunate. We're free to sort of just focus on having a good party, try to raise money to put on a good party and raise a little bit of money from the neighborhood. I mean, we've put together the Gaga Ball Pit at Emerson Elementary, and all kinds of other good stuff. We support some little things, but we keep it small. We keep it local. And we have a good party.
Well, tell us a little about the history and the mission of the Eakin Park Festival.
So it started with Katie. So it was Katie and Syed from the Neighborhood Association, from the Eakin Park Neighborhood Association. Mm-hmm. And, They wanted a block party. They wanted the more they talked about a block party, the bigger it got. So they're like, well, we could have a band, right? Well, if we're gonna have a band, we got food trucks. Well, if we're gonna have food trucks, we got to have some neighborhood. Yeah. So we took over Meyer Ave. We eventually outgrew Meyer Ave, so we moved to Eakin Park proper. And so now we've got a lot of space. It used to be the kids section was sort of crammed under the lawn. And now I've got a big park for the kids section. The kids just go nuts at Eakin Park. It's really, in some ways, it's a kids festival with a little beer tent for the grownups and to listen to music.
I see. Well, that's actually pretty smart. Well, but you guys are small on purpose, right?
Yeah, we can't grow beyond Eakin Park. I mean, it would be hard to grow in our neighborhood. We're a small little neighborhood. We're sort of the Bermuda Triangle of Madison neighborhoods, because you can't get there very easily.
Right.
So it's sort of
across from Oscar Mayer.
Exactly. Yeah. And there used to be a pedestrian bridge across Packers there, and now you can't even do that. So we're tucked away in the neighborhood, and we kind of like it. We like having our little hidden gems.
A hidden sort of secret.
Yeah. Nothing but hidden gems.
Now, this is a joint association of Eakin Park and Emerson East neighborhoods. Eakin Park and Emerson East, they do fund and donate to neighborhood causes. So you mentioned the Gaga Ball Pit, and is it just kind of other things like that within the neighborhood? Is there any others that you know of?
For sure. The Moms group at East High is, we've donated to them recently. We've donated to Girls on the Run. We've donated to a handful of organizations, and we only really started donating So we didn't have a lot of proceeds. We had some proceeds for the first couple of years. Then we had COVID, and then we sort of swallowed all of our proceeds. Yeah. And so only in the past couple of years have we said, okay, what can we do with this money?
Wow, that's pretty cool. Well, that's great, because then if you maybe do get a little bit bigger, you can help out even maybe a few more organizations and around the neighborhood.
Yeah.
I know that it's great for the neighborhood to have some resources where they can actually do things for the people.
Right, and we're supported by a lot of great, you know, Dream Bikes does our bike parking, our valet bike parking.
Mm, mm-hmm. Yeah.
They're a great local organization that helps kids learn about bike maintenance.
Wow. Well, very cool that you include the community. Now, the future. Will you ever be increasing days or music or
not
what does growth look like for the Eakin Park that's trying to stay small?
Not on my watch. No, we're going to, we try to hold everything small. We try to keep our beer prices down. We try to keep our, you know, we're a 1 day festival. So if you sleep in, you're going to miss it. So get there at noon. It's gonna, music's going to be on at noon.
Get there at noon. August 16th from 11 a.m. to 8 p.m., Eakin Park Festival takes us through the day of the festival. Without citing music, what do you find there? You said kind of a kids area. Beer? Is it local beer?
Yeah. All local beers.
It better be local beer.
Oh, yeah. All local beers. We're bringing a new one this year. Do you guys know Doosterbeck beers?
I haven't heard of that one yet.
Neither have I.
It's new to me, but we're bringing in some new breweries, super local, super small.
Wow.
Oh,
that's cool. And what kind of food do you guys have? Is it all food trucks, or do you have kind of vendor tents, or how does that work?
Food trucks, or they set up a tent. And so, yeah, we've got basically, if you look around the neighborhood, I mean, those are the vendors we have. We have El Sabor will be there. Tacos El Capi that will be new this year. We got some, you know, Madison favorites. Teddy Wedgers will be there.
Oh, they're one of my favorites.
Yeah, it's going to be really good food. And, of course, we got the ice cream shop. ice cream. So, yeah, it'll be really good food.
Nice. Well, music starts at noon and goes to 8 p.m., and the fest is opening with the Surf Rock of the Broken Boards. That band features former members from the Willies, Phil Gnarly and the Tough Guys, and other popular bands from the past. Tell us about the bands that you have coming to perform on August 16th for the Eakin Park Festival.
Yeah, and all credit goes to our band guy, Tom, who couldn't be here with COVID. We would have loved to have him, and he would have been the best to talk about our bands. But
Feel better, Tom.
Yeah, I know. You're right. Get better soon. You got 1 week.
Now.
Every year we try to bring in a mix. We try to bring in some bands that are just kicking out. We almost always try to find a band that from East High. So immediately after Broken Board, I'm excited about Broken Boards, bringing a little beach party to the festival. And then Cherry Toad, this will be one of their first debut performances out of East High. At least one of their members just graduated, so it's really young. And, you know, they've been great energy.
Love it.
Yeah, we just heard from Seesaw.
Duo.
And they've been around.
They play with a band usually, but, you know, the two girls.
Yep. They're going to be awesome. Flavor the Kills, we're going to hear from them a little bit later. And then we're going to close out with Radke, punk rock band from Missouri, and they're going to leave on a real high note. So
you are bringing in at least one out of town band.
Yep.
Oh, that's pretty cool. Where can we find more information regarding the food, beer, and music of the Eakin Park Festival?
We're on socials at Facebook and Instagram, if you still have your Facebook. We're at EakinParkFest.com. Yeah, but otherwise, I mean, what do you need to know?
Yeah, that's it.
That's all, you know, show up at noon.
That's it.
Stay
August 16th over here on the northeast side of Madison, Eakin Park Festival. It's coming next week. Well, Charlie McNulty, thank you so much for coming into our studio to chat with us tonight. We really appreciate it.
Thank you.
Let's hear another band that's going to be playing at the Eakin Park Festival right before Radke. This is The Flavor That Kills. American Dream. You're listening to Max Inc. Radio. We are local music. The Heavy Looks, and that is Shake Me Up. The Heavy Looks are going to be at this year's Orton Park Festival. They're celebrating 60 years this year, August 29th through the 31st.
Yeah, the Heavy Looks are going to be there on Saturday the 30th at 1:15 p.m.
Oh, right after Paige Kleber.
Wow.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. I'm Rocker. You are listening to Max Inc. Radio. I'm here with Jane and Chloe, and we still have plenty of stuff coming up. Jessica Linnaeus, co-founder of Art House 360, she's coming up in the 7 o'clock hour. And live from the Mad City, the Stolen Sea, Nate Meng, he just got here. He's going to start setting up and playing live for us, live from the Mad City. Groot, there is another band that's actually playing coming up at Orton Park, which is Hot Like Mars. When are they playing?
Yeah, hold on. I got to find this.
Hot Like Mars. Oh, there they are. They're that same day, Saturday, August 30th.
Okay.
Like 3 o'clock? No, 7 o'clock. I'm sorry.
7 o'clock. Okay.
7 o'clock. So August 30th, 60 years, Orton Park Festival. That's over on Madison's East Side, kind of there behind the Willie Street Co-op on Willie Street. 60 years this year. Let's check this out. This is Hot Like Mars. Hit it hard. You're listening to Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Shop local, eat local, listen local. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Visit Full Mile Beer Company and Kitchen in downtown Sun Prairie today. Come for the homemade food and beer and stay for the live entertainment. 132 Market Street in Sun Prairie. See the full menu and upcoming events at fullmilebeercompany.com.
Tons of glass artists share the same passion for eye-catching art as Ignite Glass and Gifts, so we're showcasing their work alongside our talented local artists and our in-house Ignite artists. The latest techniques, the hottest colors, and mind-blowing designs are here for you to enjoy. Madison's favorite for glass, gifts, and vape, Ignite Glass and Gifts. Monona Drive, Williamson Street, and Odana Road. Plus, IgniteGlassandGifts.com. Do your eyes a favor and see this stuff.
Oh my gosh, is that your new puppy?
Yes, she's so cute. But I have to work long hours now. We need to get her out for an afternoon walk.
We love Hotel K Pet Sitting for our dog walks. They're local, dependable, and totally spoil our dogs. And scheduling is so easy on their app. Plus, they send daily messages with pictures. It really gives
a new choice. Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
Is your computer so slow you can hardly use it? Does it have blue screens, malware, viruses, reboots, hardware crashes? Sound familiar? Computers will have problems, and when they do, you need the computer experts at Madison Computer Works. Every day, we help home users and businesses keep their computers and networks running smoothly. For solutions to your computer problems, call the pros at 231-8000, and we'll turn this into this. Madison Computer Works, computers that work for you.
Why are interscholastic sports called the last classroom of the day? Because they teach students important life lessons, like teamwork, accountability, and perseverance. School sports are so much more than a game. They're about developing the whole person. That's why they're an essential part of every student's education.
Encourage your student to participate in the last classroom of the day. Interscholastic sports in Wisconsin. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
This is 92.7 WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A civic media station.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. Some relief for people who are now former evacuees from the big wildfire near the border of Los Angeles and Ventura counties. More of it's contained. There are no reports of any homes destroyed, says ABC's Alex Stone in L.A.
It's about 5,300 acres. No homes that we know of yet, although that could change. The burned in this fire is going around and trying to do assessments of the area. And all evacuation orders have already been lifted this afternoon.
There's at least one storm-related death in Nebraska amid widespread power outages. There's a storm and flash flood alert for the plains and Midwest. Police have not yet announced a motive in what police say was the shooting by Patrick White from a drugstore at Emory University in Atlanta yesterday, hitting several buildings of the Federal Centers for Disease Control. White died of a gunshot. Ukrainian President Zelensky rejecting a President Trump proposal to have Ukraine and Russia swap territory to end the war. This is ABC News. It's the 11th anniversary.